Oh, they don't want to eat you. If you look at Mary Lee's tracks, I mean, she's living on the beach and she's a 4,000-pound female. We tagged her almost 5 years ago and no one has ever seen her since. These East Coast white sharks are really different than the white sharks we've worked on at Osearch and other parts of the world. In many parts of the world, there's cage diving. And those sharks are very conditioned, and they are not afraid of boats, and they're not afraid of people. And they're very different than the East Coast white shark in the United States that is truly wild. There is no cage diving on these animals, and they are so nervous, it is extremely difficult to get them to even come within a couple hundred yards of a boat. They're kind of like invisible, you know. If they sense you, they bug out. So we've all been swimming with Mary Lees on the East Coast throughout the entire Eastern Seaboard, basically for 400 million years. It's just now that we're finding out that they're there. And obviously, if Mary Lee or anyone, any other shark was really interested in us, we would know. You know, we see no interactions on the East Coast, really. And we're all swimming with these sharks every day.